League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
And we're off and running here tonight, fresh after the Blitz and Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. It's great to follow greatness, isn't it? That's what I've always tried to do in life is attach myself to greatness. So I fall amongst the greats. 713-780-3776. Tyler Scott behind the glass tonight. Ably assisted by the one and only David Philpott. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here tonight. We have a lot to talk about in the world of soccer. Major League Soccer kicking off this past weekend. We saw 36 goals over 10 matches. A 3.6 goals per game over the first weekend. Now, without a doubt, like you saw down at BBVA Cuppa Stadium, there were a lot of goals that occurred off mistakes, poor decisions early in the season. But, man, it leads to excitement. Mistakes, problems, poor decisions, individual errors. All of this is what makes soccer exciting. If not for the late, with seconds left in stoppage time, tying goal from Diego Fagundes down at BBVA Compass Stadium, it would have been the perfect opener. Because what we saw, the fatigue is being kicked off the soccer fans of the Houston Dynamo. We have been in a bit of a fatigue with the lack of presence and excitement in open play. The Dynamo score three goals in open play. We got a traditional playmaker who proved out his worth in game one. Now, it's only one game. We don't judge a whole season on it. But Christian Maidana was worth what he was advertised as. Great signing from the Dynamo so far, so good after one game. Andrew Wenger, unbelievable work ethic up and down the right side. Andrew will join us on the show here tonight. He had the quote of the day after the game. Was talking to Matt Peterson, our sideline guy in the Root Sports broadcast. Matt says, is there a silver lining? He goes, basically, looks at him, no silver lining. We should have had 3 points. And walks away. Absolutely love that attitude. Some of that attitude's been missing. And Andrew Wenger brought that attitude. Again, 713-780-3776. Dynamo Revolution, six goals at BBVA Compass Stadium. Let's get your thoughts on the Houston Dynamo. And those of you who are going crazy about the defensive breakdowns that occurred, understand that occurred with a lot of teams over MLS. And understand this is still a team in transition. The Dynamo have the double challenge now, the double whammy of not only continuing to build their purpose of play under the manager with 11 new players, building off of last year, but they've also got to pad, over the course of these first 10 games, they got to pad their existence in MLS with points. And the Dynamo have to go away from being this team in Major League Soccer that is going to wait to the end of the year and try and make a run. So I want your thoughts. What were the pros and cons of game one down at BBVA Compass Stadium? 713-780-3776. Those of you outside the market, we'll talk anything Major League Soccer. Leicester City, they do it again. 1-0 at Watford. They get the result. They're 5 points atop the Premier League. They are the best sports story in the world. You tell me one that's better. There isn't. 713-780-3776. So before we go to the phone lines tonight, we do have Andrew Wenger of the Houston Dynamo on the show. By the way, if you didn't know who he is, you know who he is now if you watched that 90 minutes this past weekend. Diagonal runs coming from a wide position, box-to-box defending. The man's got incredible power, and he's got to get in front of the ball when Maidana gets it or Will Bruhn checks back into midfield to get it. So thoughts on the Dynamo, we will take him. We will take Premier League thoughts. We will also report on some of the insanity of humanity here tonight. I'll tell you a little bit about that. When arguing about Messi and Ronaldo, please don't take it so seriously that you want to kill somebody. That did happen in India, believe it or not. 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number. And again, a quick note on Lester. How wonderful is the guidance of Claudio Ranieri and how he is keeping that team grounded? We're going to talk about that tonight as well. All right, let's start it off. We'll go to the phone lines. Donnie, you kick it off here tonight. You're an all-star. What's on your mind, Donnie?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, Donnie. Yourself?
First time caller.
All right. Thanks a lot for dipping into the
just
waters.
Just sitting there trying to ask about what your thoughts on Tottenham. They tied Arsenal this weekend. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give them to you right now. Here is my want and desire. For me, Tottenham Hotspur and Leicester City are going to get a Champions League place. So that's huge money. That, along with additional television money next year, is going to boost these clubs dramatically. They did miss a huge opportunity with Leicester. But I think they're going to finish in the top four. They could still win the league. I just think it's going to be historic seasons for both Tottenham Hotspur and also Leicester City, which, by the way, is amazing. And Leicester City has a link to Houston, Texas, by the way. Our former coach of mine, who was my best professional coach, his name was Keith Weller. He is a Leicester legend. He was here for 2 years in sort of the lean years of professional soccer when I was playing. But I'll tell you, I learned more from that man. He was mentioned on the NBC broadcast by the commentators as one of the great players in the history of Leicester. So Keith Weller, rest in peace. And I know he's watching from above Leicester City and what they're doing. But that's our tie here in Houston, like so many that people don't know about. 713-780-3776. Who is your man of the match for the Houston Dynamo this weekend? What are the pros and cons of that game? Get out from behind the computer. Come on, have a take. And by the way, you're allowed to disagree with me. I don't know at all. I don't know at all. You have the ability to come on this program, have a platform. You can agree, disagree with the host. You can agree, disagree with the callers. Let's go to, is it Everard? Everard, what's on your mind tonight, Everard? The one and only Everard. Santa Marina from Amigo Energy, by the way, one of our great sponsors here. Everard, how are you? Okay, I'm not hearing Everard.
Yeah,
there he is.
Ever. Like every day.
Oh, hey, Ever, what's going on? So I got the wrong guy. It's a missed identity there, but that's okay. Ever, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Glenn. Doing pretty good. Right. It was an exciting game yesterday. I think the Dynamo did perform good. As expected, a couple of errors, which gave out the game. Not gave out the game, but tied the game.
Yeah.
One thing that I noticed was, I know Giles Barnes was the player of the game, but he just did a good game. He didn't do a overwhelmed game. He could have done more.
Who is he the player of the game from?
I think Bruin. Bruin will be the player of the game, for my opinion.
Yeah, tell me why.
Well, he's a hustler. He every chance he gets, he's trying to make it more than just, you know, a small pass or whatever, but he's trying to get a goal, get something going, fight for that ball that they, you know, it's a divided ball that usually they throw to him. And most of the time, he gets to win it.
Well, by the way, he had two assists. You know, in a lone striker role like that, a lot of times his back is to goal. And his job is to come back off center backs and get the ball and hold it and either combine with his midfield. And at that moment, you've got to get the Giles Barneses and Wenger running in front of the ball and getting behind defenses to get it off Maidana or the midfield. So, in essence, he's a possession player. He had two assists. He hit that wonderful ball that flared across the face of goal that Boniac dummied to Barnes's goal, which was a fantastic piece of build-up play. It was a solid night for him. And by the way, his salary has been tripled. The Dynamo have faith in him. And there is tremendous competition with Kubo Torres there and also Manotas. So from an attacking standpoint, I want you to hear me very clearly on this show right now. We have not seen an attacking performance like that in open play at BBVA Compass Stadium for years. Listen to me, years. We had teams that looked like they were playing for corner kicks and set pieces. This was open. This was exciting. It was three goals from open play. We had 14 shots, 10 of those coming from Maidana, Wenger, and Barnes. You know, you had more of the possession. You had a playmaker who's got real different ideas that makes it exciting. And the way this team plays in Houston can help draw more people down to this this church of soccer that we call BBVA Compass Stadium. Simply the selling point is purpose of play and style. And we saw that yesterday from an attacking standpoint. It's not the finished product. It's one game. But we saw something that really struck us yesterday. And it broke us out of the fatigue.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, straight out of bat, you know, we see Maidana doing some crosses and pretty nice crosses that he did.
Yeah, flicks and tricks and ideas. And the guy was searching all over the place for the ball. It was wonderful. It was intriguing. It was exciting. It was interesting to see the Dynamo as a team now that can break out a little bit with some pace and be dangerous on the counterattack and stick that flag in the ground and remind opponents that, hey, by the way, we can do something to you on the counterattack, and it's not just through one man, Giles Barnes. It's through a couple of guys now.
Yeah, that's true. And another thing, Glenn, my complaint was Alex and Clark, Rico. I don't think they did pretty good. I don't think they did good enough for the team.
I'm going to address that. Thank you so much for the call tonight. We appreciate your comments. I'm going to address that right now. So whatever just touched on, I think, was the biggest piece here we have to see improve with the Dynamo, and that is the two holding midfielders in this new system are going to have to play differently. Last year we saw Ricardo Clark joining in the attack, coming late, scoring 8 goals. I think now he's going to have to be more of a balancer, more of a protector for the two center backs with whoever he's partnered with. Now remember, In those two holding midfield positions yesterday, the Dynamo, based on fatigue and injury and other things, used 4 different players. They started with Lima, Alex, and Rico, and they ended up with Boniac Garcia, who I thought had some very good minutes, and the Spanish signing David Rocha. So that's an area that's got to improve. There was some criticism to the back four, but in all due respect, the balance, the protection, the closeness of the lines, that was a bit of a problem for the two holding people. And I think that is something that is going to be a work in progress. And nobody's expecting it to be perfect on game one. But if the Dynamo had won that game 3-2, this would have been the absolute perfect start to the year. It's still a very uplifting start, in my opinion. 713-780-3776. Mark, what's on your mind tonight, Mark? What do you got?
What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. It was a great game for the Dynamo. I mean, you know, like I said, it's opening attacking, you know, that's good stuff, you know, and I give the man of the match to Maidana. I mean, you know, he was great, you know, with the goal and the assist, stuff like that. And also, I mean, like you said, in the start of the show with Wagner's quote, you know, of him getting 3 points, you know, they should have got 3 points. It's good to hear that, especially because, you know, wearing that number 11 shirt, you know, carries a heavy burden. You know, we've been kind of, you know, privileged to have a great number 11 for the last couple of years, you know, with Davis being here. So, you know, it's nice to carry on, be the spoken guy, the tough guy, I guess, you know, have that kind of attitude and mentality.
Well, you know what? It's okay for guys like you and me on the outside, guys in the media, fans, to go, hey, there's big possibility out of that game. And there is truth to that. I don't, 100% there's truth to that. But from the player's standpoint, you don't want to hear them say that. You want them to say exactly what Andrew Wenger said. Hey, you know what? No silver lining. We didn't get the 3 points. That, to me, is uplifting. That's a statement as to the type of personality this young man has coming here. And I think that's uplifting because I think it's real easy to go to the fallback position always in MLS. There's teams and players who do it. Yeah. There are coaches who do it. And it's a frickin' bore, okay? And it's not the truth. And I think we want the truth and transparency as fans and as people in the media. Tell it like it is, because that's how you get real trust and that's how you get real respect from people. instead of when it's an obvious poor game, which it wasn't yesterday. But in other instances, we see poor games and we see coaches, you know, trying to it's like they're trying to sell us the Brooklyn Bridge. It's like, come on.
No, most definitely. And on a side note, I mean, just overall, I want to talk about the CONCACAF Champions League. You know,
You're gonna make me cry. You're gonna make me cry right now.
But I'm still a little disappointed because you know the Mexican teams being our hardest foes. Obviously, you know they're playing us in mid season form, and we're playing them preseason form.
Yep.
You know,
it's a fallback position, though. You know why? It's the truth. It's a fallback position. It is the truth, though. But it's a fallback position to say, you know, to come up with excuses. It's time that somebody does something about this. We are getting our proverbial butts kicked. We do it every year. We go through the process. Nobody seems to care. Nobody speaks out about it. And these poor players and coaches are sent into these second legs in Mexico's without a prayer. What are we waiting for? The law of averages to catch up? So 10 years from now, we can finally slip into the club world championship and play against a top team from Europe. What are we waiting for? We're in the international fraternity of soccer. Let's try to win this thing.
Exactly. And I think to be representing our region and the Club World Cup only does us good because, I mean, it brings recognition to the league as well and hopefully gets that retirement league tag off of us. You know, because, I mean, unfortunately, like I said, you know, the Mexican teams are dominating this region because, you know, they play that tournament in mid-season form while we're barely starting. And obviously we're not looking to get people hurt and stuff like that because, you know, we want a great start to the MLS season and all that good stuff. But how are we going to be respected internationally when we can't even compete in our international competition?
You can't say you're going to be one of the greatest leagues in the world 20 years from now until you consistently win CONCACAF. You can't talk about playing in the Copa Libertadores until you start consistently winning CONCACAF. And anybody who wants to put out the great sort of question of what league is better, Liga MX and MLS and all that, and Robbie Keane says MLS has caught up. No, we haven't. We got beat 4 out of 4 in the quarterfinals. That is the measuring stick that any fan and anybody around the world is going to use between Liga MX and MLS. And I think it just could be built into something awesome. I would love to see it happen. If we're waiting for CONCACAF to do something to accommodate Major League Soccer, we're going to wait a long time.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because, I mean, I agree that if we play mid-season form to mid-season form, I'm not saying we're going to dominate or anything like that, but it would be much more competition. And I think, you know, instead of us losing all 4 games, we might have split half, you know?
Well, listen, the fact that we don't have one team in the semifinals, that's a blow. I thought it was bad publicity for Major League Soccer. People are going to say, you're full of it, Glenn. You know, look at our weekend. We had 36 goals scored in our openers. Yeah, well, 3 days prior to it, you got your butts kicked we got our butts kicked by Mexican teams. So I really do hope that we take this thing seriously. How cool would it be to see an MLS team in a real competition and not a friendly against Manchester United or Bayern Munich or Arsenal in a real competition in Europe, with a chance to compete with those teams. And generally, teams have a better shot at competing against those European teams at this event.
Totally agree.
That's where I'm at. All right, Mark, thank you. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Bilal will kick it off when we come back after break. Yeah, so we're talking CONCACAF Champions League. We're talking the Houston Dynamo. You were down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Who was your man of the match? Tell me what impressed you most about the Dynamo, what concerned you most, and how about Kubo Torres? Let's talk a little bit about him, because I have some information for you that'll lead a little bit into maybe why we didn't see him get on the field yesterday, because Owen Coyle had planned on getting him on. We'll talk about that. It's 713-780-3776. A quick word here. For the Daspit Law Firm, they work for you 24/7. They're Houston personal injury attorneys. John Daspit and his firm, they cover plant and refinery accidents, medical injury, industrial, 18-wheeler, down to boat and car accidents, and wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. Now, with the Daspit Law Firm, you rest more assured in times of stress. depending on the circumstances of your accident, you've got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. That is John Daspit, DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Tyler Scott bringing us back there. Who is that?
That would be an Australian band named Airborne.
Airborne, I pretty much. Don't let me leave here tonight.
Like a young AC/DC,
yeah,
following in their footsteps.
That's the first thing I went to. Was that sounds a little like AC/DC?
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
From Australia,
kind of like. Yeah, it's good. I like it. All right, 713-780-3776. Come on, get off the schneid out there. Have a take on the Houston Dynamo. Paint it black. What'd you think of the new jerseys? I think they're absolutely outstanding. Boy, did they pop on a beautiful surface at BBVA Compass Stadium. The Dynamo in this game started out with Anibaba in the right back position. Thought he had some difficult moments in this one. David Horst, Raul Rodriguez, DeMarcus Beasley. Clark and Alex as the two holding midfielders. And then in front of them, Andrew Wenger, Maidana, Barnes, and then Bruin at the tip of the spear. That's kind of the way it worked down at BBVA Compass Stadium to start. So talk to me. Let's go to Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind here tonight as we continue the Best in Soccer talk?
Hey, Glenn, love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Bilal.
I just want to say that this is a hell of a start for the Houston Dynamo. I think the new jerseys, it's just an offensive play. It was open, and they've embraced, the new jerseys and the atmosphere that was there.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was a lot of newness, a lot of freshness with the players. Three goals during the run of play. A team that really looked intent on attacking and not being afraid to take some risk. Before the game, the painted black music and that whole theme. It just was cool. The Suffers playing. I mean, there was really something new. It was almost like it was time to kick us out of our fatigue and move us into the next phase, you know? Because soccer's an ever-changing game. Running these franchises is tough business. But you got to be ahead of it all the time. You got to control the narrative. You got to be ahead of it. I thought the Dynamo hit an A-plus for opening game environment and excitement. But it's only one game now.
It is one game, but I would agree. I think they've embraced this freshness. I think that this is what they need. They didn't win the game, but they made a statement that they've won the MLS Cup twice, and I think this was a statement game for them, even though it's the first game. I would draw this comparison to Liverpool. Liverpool has embraced their new coach and that new atmosphere, and they're heading in the right direction, whereas the two old guard, Manchester United and Arsenal, I think are heading in the wrong direction, and I think they need some kind of new freshness that takes them into the new direction that they're headed.
Well, you know, sometimes it can come from one man. And I think Jurgen Klopp has a lot to do with that because he's bringing tremendous excitement and he's bringing tremendous passion. The people know his history. He's making good with a team now that really, you know, in a lot of ways is not his team. He's going to make the changes that are going to take him to another level. I think the same with Owen Coyle. I think people were very I think they were watching Owen Coyle very carefully because, foreign managers haven't always had great success in MLS. But what I loved about him from Word One was Owen Coyle said he was here to learn about the league. And it's those types of managers who have an open mind and can learn about the league that are going to be successful. He has spoken repeatedly starting last year very openly about a system that's winger-based, that's attractive and exciting. You have to play an exciting technical brand of soccer in Houston, Texas, if you really want to certainly reach out to all the real hardcore soccer fans in this city. It's not going to happen with just 11 hardworking guys. They have to they got to be technical. They have to bring some ideas. It is a selling point to putting people in the seats.
Agreed, and I think you also have to play with a little edge. You can't play set pieces. It's not how the league is anymore. I think you have to play with finesse. You have to play with edge. You just embrace the sport as it is and let the flow come to you. And I think that's what Owen Coyle did. Is he learned? He let it come to him. He understood that the system in MLS is different from Europe. and he embraced that, and he molded it into what we have with the Houston Dynamo playing yesterday.
Yeah, and by the way, the molding's not over. He still has a lot of molding to do, and he's very aware that while he's molding this team and creating a purpose of play, and while the competition in every position has been improved with him and Matt Jordan, you have to get points over the course of these first 10 games while you're still building your team and your purpose of play. Because remember, it's a lot of new players. It's a new system. And singularly, you're trying to figure out how to play with an actual playmaker now that operates in a central area and floats all over the field. And this is a faster, quicker, more athletic team that's not going to be slowing the game down. You know, with all due respect, the game had to slow down to Brad Davis's pace. This team's a threat on the counterattack in a much bigger way now. And that's with all due respect to the great career Brad Davis had, both on and off the field. Sometimes you got to make a change. And if your focal point is an older player that wants the game at his pace as opposed to what everybody else wants, and I mean that respectfully, and that's, I'm not saying Brad went and said that, but we all want the game played at a different pace. Now, Maidana, at 29, has to lead this thing, and these two wide players, Barnes and Wenger, are vital. Vital.
I couldn't have said better myself, and I think this is sort of, I wouldn't say changing of the guard, but I think it's more of, in anything, I would say hold off Brad Davis for the last 15 to 20 minutes, and at best when the game is suited to his advantage at that point.
Yeah, this is nothing new. We've seen this with teams all over the world that adjust to a great star, and at some point it all has to change and it has to move on. And look, when's the last time we saw three goals during the run of play down there? Come on, let's be totally honest. When did we see a team that vibrant going forward? We saw glimpses and flashes sometimes. We never saw a team do that over the course of 90 minutes very often. And this is what's positive.
It's a hell of a start, and it's a positive atmosphere yesterday. It was invigorating soccer to watch.
Yep, it was good and it was uplifting. It's only one game. In the end, they didn't take the 3 points. And the guy that I'm about to have on now had the quote of the day where he said, you know, there is no silver lining. We should have taken 3 points. I absolutely love that. Because it's okay for us on the outside to say, hey, it's a great start, but you want your players to hurt and feel incredibly disappointed when you give up a goal that late. And that's what we saw from him.
It is, but I guess it's a point that they didn't have. And that's always a way to look at it. The point that didn't have one more point towards the MLS Cup.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
All right. So I appreciate that from Bilal, who's a dual Dynamo and Liverpool fan, which takes me to Andrew Wenger right now, who joins us, one of the offseason signings from the Philadelphia Union for the Houston Dynamo. Andrew joins us now. Andrew, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. I absolutely loved on our Root Sports broadcast. You probably heard what I just said. I loved when you looked at Matt Peterson, you said there's no silver lining. We should have had 3 points. I absolutely love that because I think that's a statement. And I think that attitude, you know, it's okay for us on the outside in the media to say, hey, there's all this possibility. But in the end, we want to see the players hurt and feel it and be disappointed. And you sent that message loud and clear.
Yeah. Especially in the moment, it hurts a lot more. But we had all 3 points in our hands yesterday at one point, and we had plenty of opportunities and maybe a little unlucky not to get all three, whether it's scoring an extra goal or just being a little bit sharper and clearing the ball at the very end. So unlucky, and I've been in teams before where early in the year you drop points and you say it's a long season, but those points count at some point. And you got to be getting them when you can.
Yeah, that has always been one of my questions about Major League Soccer, because there is always that fallback position, and you can say exactly what you just said. Oh, don't worry, there's another game, and, you know, it's playoffs and making the playoffs. And that's a dangerous attitude to have, I think, because I think with every game you lose points, there has to be a consequence to it in at least your locker room. Forget about what the public thinks.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, the guys weren't very pleased in the locker room after the game. I mean, it was almost like we lost the game. Granted, I mean, I think we still put in a great performance to come back after kind of getting punched in the face early on and fight back and take the lead twice. But also, like you said, we're talking about, like, dropping points at this point. I've been on teams before where during the year you drop points, you say it's still early, but then you're in the middle of the summer and you're trying to chase the leaders, and that's not a position you want to be in.
Andrew Wenger joining us. Outstanding performance in the opening game, really setting the tone out wide there. You know what I loved about your game yesterday? It really had a lot of everything. You were help controlling the right side of the field. You were box to box. But I also love these diagonal runs that you were making with real vigor to get into the box when the ball was on the opposite side of the field. So essentially you were turning yourself into a forward. You ultimately scored. Just speak about the day and what it meant to you. And you know, I know you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder because you still have to kind of prove yourself to a new fan base, right?
Yeah. I guess, I mean, looking back, it's kind of weird. Every time I've started for a new team, I've been able to get a goal. But then I guess the hard part has always been keeping those performances together going forward. But yesterday was a good day. I mean, didn't see as much of the ball I would have liked, but was able to, like you said, get in the boxes. I mean, that's always my goal, to get in the box, because that's where you're going to score goals. You can't score goals staying outside the box. So trying to get in there as much as possible.
You know, to me, looking, and I have a great vantage point from a television booth, it just seemed to me like on this occasion, I saw the Dynamo in more positions with 2, 3, and 4 players in a penalty area. It just seemed like more people were getting in the box, and there were more people committed to get into the penalty area than maybe we've seen in the past down here.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me. I mean, I watched bits and pieces of the game and watched the last couple of minutes today, and I think that's definitely evident. The thing that stuck out to me is the way we, especially our 2 central guys, hunted the ball in midfield when we turned the ball over. I thought there was an immediate reaction a lot of the time to win the ball back from everyone. And I mean, that kind of just running then, I guess, carries over to getting guys in the box and carrying guys forward.
Well, your play was typical of that. It looked like New England was going to break out. You won a ball near the halfway line, and you ultimately got into the penalty area, changed gears once you got in there, got on the end of a ball and scored. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Will does a great – I mean, Rico and Will do a great job. Rico first finding the pass, and Will also having the vision. Sometimes the vision of the 2-yard ball inside the box when there's a lot of movement going on is the toughest one. He was able to execute that quite well.
Andrew Wenger joining us here, Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, off the Dynamo 3-3 draw with New England. And we got the introduction of both you and Christian Maidana, and you played with him, you know, already in Philadelphia. Take us more into his mind, because, you know, the entertainment values there with him, the vision, the ideas, everything that, you know, we come to know as Argentine playmakers, just so much fun to play with, I got to think. I mean, I think if you're getting in front of him and he sees you, I think you're going to get a lot of the ball, right?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to give Chaco the ball and give him the ball as much as possible. And then, you know, the run you make, I mean, it's going to sound dumb, but it doesn't even have to be the best run all the time. And he'll figure, wherever it is, you just need to make some sort of movement, and he'll figure it out and find the best option. And I think he did that for large portions of the game. And then on the flip side, he was also very active, picking up Kofi and their number 6, or their holding 6, and helped us defensively.
Especially when they're trying to kind of, you know, win the ball and are trying to build it out of that area?
Mm-hmm, certainly.
Yeah. What else stuck out to you on the opening day yesterday?
I mean, it was fun to play in front of the Dynamo fans for the first game. I mean, that was a fun occasion. It was loud and it was exciting. I mean, also, I mean, putting up that many goals, I mean, unfortunate to take that many, but I mean, that's pretty exciting for a first day and see things off and running like that.
Yeah, a few people came up. What'd you think of the game? I just looked at him. I said, that's entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, every game, unfortunately, can't be like that, though. I mean, at some point, you need to balance entertaining and getting 3 points.
And that was a bit of a problem, just getting the balance between attacking and defending and team shape at times. I think both teams had problems with their team shape at times, but isn't that to be expected in the first game of a long 34-game season?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think if you go back and watch the game, you actually, our team defends very well, other than the goals. But we did a very good job. I mean, they didn't have, other than the goals they scored, they had one other chance where Joe makes a good save at the near post off Teal's shot. But other than that, I mean, our back four does a fantastic job. It's just sometimes you get hit like that, and we have to do better at limiting the few chances that they did have.
Yeah, no question. 36 goals scored in 10 games. That's pretty interesting. Did that kind of blow your mind a little bit over the course of the MLS first weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I saw that stat. I mean, compared to 16 the year before, I mean, that's going to be great for the league, and the league office must be thrilled. I mean, that's entertainment, and that's the business they're in.
3.6 sort of goals a game average there throughout the weekend. I think New York City FC was in a 4-3 game, so pretty interesting. Is it still a work in progress? I mean, I know it is, but is it a work in progress when a team has to figure out how to play with Christian Maidana? And as much as we want to say he's just a member of the team, he's been bought here for a significant reason, and that significant reason is to create chances. Is it still sort of something on a daily basis that everybody's working on that, look, you know, there's a lot that has to go through this man?
Well, your first point, I think whatever you're doing is always a work in progress. If you're happy with something, then that's not really the right attitude. But with Chaka specifically and our whole team, I mean, I think it just takes time of playing together and understanding small movements. I mean, it's simple as just, instead of having to say it in the box and figure out where guys are running, it's just kind of an understanding of I'm going here and you're going there and we're going to get on the end of it. That just takes playing together.
Now, it's clear that you were wanted down here. How do you like playing for the manager, Owen Coyle?
It's been fantastic so far. It's still early, but he's a great motivator and he's very positive. He's very demanding, which is fantastic. Keeps you on your toes and makes sure you're playing at your best, but he's also, it's a positive motivation and always trying to drive us forward to reach our limits.
Andrew, a couple of thoughts on FC Dallas coming in this weekend. I've got tickets to give away on this show, and you know, it's a great rivalry. It's one that's been sort of rekindled now. Dallas, obviously, as we all know, has an excellent team, went very far last year. What are your initial sort of thoughts and comments on the way they play the game and maybe some things that the Dynamo have to be concerned about?
They're very athletic and exciting team. And the game we played this past weekend was probably similar to that. And we need to be careful of that because if we get into an end-to-end battle of guys defending 1v1 all over the field and it's just kind of chance after chance, that might not be the best game for us. We need to have a little bit more control and put together a more complete performance.
How do you get there? You said get more control. Is that decision-making? Is that putting your foot on the ball and slowing the game down a little bit at times if it gets a little bit helter-skelter? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think after you see, after we scored the second goal and then even after they scored, they took a hold of the game a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we ended up kind of grabbing the game back and pulling it back together. But at one point, we just need to slow it down. We're kind of going forward a little bit too much and just need to slow the game down, get our lineup, give our back line a chance to grab some air and just kind of breathe life back into our attack again.
How do you like Houston so far as a city? I know you haven't been able to explore too much because you've been a very busy guy, but how do you like it so far?
Oh, I've enjoyed it so far. It's some great restaurants. People have been fantastic and finally feeling settled in and at home.
Yeah, you live in Inner Loop or are you outside? Where are you near the? I mean, not
yeah,
that, you know.
I mean, inside of 610 is the Inner Loop, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, and Inner Loop in the River Oaks District.
Hey, you'll never have to go outside except for maybe training. That's it. That's great. Well, I'm glad you're liking Houston. I think there's a lot of people from the East Coast down here, and they really do end up falling in love for what is a great city. It certainly has been incredible to me since I moved here. So, listen, Andrew, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck against FC Dallas. Great start to your Dynamo career here, and again, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right, that's Andrew Wenger. What a performance. By the way, he's got three lungs? I think he does. Right now, Oh, I love this. This is a blast from the past. This is a bunch of angry British guys. This is punk movement. That's until Pearl Jam decided to put an end to that. Oh, the Sex Pistols. All right, caller number six right now. Pair of tickets to the Dynamo FC Dallas. It's the I-45 battle. Caller number six, a pair of tickets to the Dynamo FC Dallas this Saturday, March 12th, 7:15 at BBVA Compass Stadium. The place is going to be rocking. We'll take a quick break here. We're coming back. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It's not appropriate for me to speak over a national anthem or Run DMC. You know, there was nothing better than hard rock mixed with rap. Gotta admit, this was different. Gotta admit, Tyler.
I do admit, yeah.
Thriller! And you're from Coolin' the Gang. I would be Run DMC, buddy. You'd be Coolin' the Gang. No, I like Coolin' the Gang. Coolin' the Gang's good.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for those of you. You know, you want to save money, right, on your energy costs. Amigo Energy is excited that the spring is here. They're pumped that the Dynamo season is underway. They're pumped that Champions League is in action tomorrow. And Amigo Energy is right around the corner. Whether it's spring cleaning, it's the beginning of the MLS season, it's a great time to shop for what is affordable electricity. If you want to save money, who doesn't? It's time for you to shop your electricity. This month's featured product, Basics 24. It's called Basics 24-Month Program. Amigo Energy Basics 24 has no minimum usage fee, no customer service or payment fees, none of those hidden charges. It's just a great low rate. Don't let the dust gather. It's AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. Sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299 and tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. A big thank you to Amigo Energy for their support of this show. You know what? We saw a great buildup. And Tyler, if you can pull the Giles Barnes goal, would be goal number three. It would put the Dynamo up 3-2. This was a goal that had a lot of great elements to it. Dynamo got the ball out wide, got squared across the top of the box. And then we saw the beautiful impact of a player who doesn't even touch the ball. Boniac Garcia dummies it. Barnes, like he's got eyes in the back of his head, Boniac lets it run. Giles Barnes gets on the end of it, side foots at home. Here's how it sounded on Root Sports.
Got in turn. He's gotten a runner. It's Boniac Garcia. He left it for Barnes. What a spectacular goal. It had everything. And Giles Barnes has eyes for the net.
Now, we were talking about Giles Barnes before. 713-780-3776. One of the callers mentioned Barnes. Another one of the big talking points of this season is that Giles Barnes, who produced some unreal moments at the beginning of last year, is now wearing the captain's armband. And I got to say, the pressure's on Giles, and it should be. He's the captain. He's a ridiculous talent. But he's got to do it over the course of an entire season, which I think he can. I think last year the problem occurred with all the international call-up to the Copa America and then to the Gold Cup with Jamaica. But if he's the captain, he's got to produce over the course of the whole year. It's tough for leaders to lead if, in fact, they're not contributing, not producing over the course of a season. And it has to happen, and it can. Remember, he scored 6 of his 7 goals through May 15th or 16th last year. He only had one after that. For me, this man should get 12 to 15. No question. 12 to 15. Now, I would also say that there's a lot of talk from Dynamo fans, and I want your reaction on this. 713-780-3776. There's a lot of talk and reaction about Kubo Torres, because when you're a DP, you expect designated players to be a big part of a team. That's how Cubo Torres arrived in Houston. And remember, this was pre Owen Coyle. Cubo is talented. There is no question. There is real belief that if he were to be banging in goals here in Houston, he could help maybe platform the sport in the Latino community. The reality is, the coach is the one who is allowed to decide who's going to play in that lone striker role. And right now, it's a lone striker role. The only way to get two strikers on the field, I think, would be in a system which is a 4-3-3. But that's for another day. So there's great competition. And then you got this young Colombian named Mauro Manotas, who's also pushing the envelope. And as I said a couple weeks ago, after watching him in preseason, he's not going to be denied. This kid wants to play. He's not content to be a young kid here who's not on the field. Cubo Torres has the additional pressure and desire of getting to the Olympics with Mexico in Brazil. He was expected to go on in this game. He was going to be brought on by Owen Coyle, and then the Beasley injury occurred, and they had to burn a substitution on that. So he was going to play. But I'd like your thoughts on what is tremendous competition being built in all areas of the field. Boniek Garcia came in. I thought we saw some of the best soccer we've seen from Boniek Garcia in a long time. Looked happy, looked engaged, looked fresh. I also don't think Boniek Garcia is going to be content to be on the bench either. And he's going to be pushing to be a starter. And as we all know, we might sit here and say, here's what we think are the best 11. We know that's going to change throughout the year. There's no such thing as a first 11 anymore. Injury, call-ups, managing players and fatigue, all of this will make the basis of a Dynamo lineup change. I mean, this is the first game of the season. You already had Tyler Derrick out and Shannon Williams out. Again, two projected starters, without a doubt. 713-780-3776. And what about Leicester City? What about Liverpool? Arsenal, Chelsea fans, Manchester United, what do you have to say tonight? Hey, Spurs fans, I know you hang out down at Bayern Munich, those who are Tottenham Hotspur fans. So your thoughts on your match against Arsenal, let's have them. It's time to speak up. You got a soccer program in the city. Help us continue to make a dent in the sports landscape. Let's do it. And I want you to be passionate, but I don't want you to be passionate to the point of what these two guys did. So two guys are hanging out in India, two Nigerians. They are debating the topic during a birthday party for one of the guys between Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. Who is the better player? One of them throws a glass in anger at the Messi fan, who then picks up a shard of the glass and stabs the other guy to death. This is according to AFP, Police Inspector Kieran Kabadi. Quote, the two Nigerian youngsters were discussing football players. One is a fan of Messi. The other was for Ronaldo. The man has been charged with murdering his friend after a heated argument over whether Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo is the world's best footballer. That's taking it a bit too far, I think. They're just soccer players. Speaking of Messi, the famed MSN, Messi, Suarez, Neymar combined so far for 100 goals this year. Messi, Suarez, and Neymar, 100 goals. And by the way, all three of those guys will be a part of the Copa Centenario. It's coming to Houston as well. The Copa Centenario. It's going to be the biggest tournament in the United States since the 94 World Cup. So Messi, Suarez, and Neymar representing Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil. They'll all be in the Copa Centenario. We've got a couple of the games here in Houston. Barcelona beat Eibar 4-0. They extended their record-breaking unbeaten run to 36 games. The trio, again, put their stamp on the proceedings. Messi with two. Suarez added a goal to go along with an assist. So Suarez has got 42 goals, Messi's got 35, and Neymar 23. Is there ever a better trio in the history of the game on one team? Name me another trio that could match that firepower, that production. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. John Terry set to miss Chelsea's Champions League clash against Paris Saint-Germain. Hamstring injury. That has kept him out of the last five games. So it might be good news for Zlatan Ibrahimovic that John Terry's not playing. And by the way, Leicester winger Riyad Mahrez insists there is no pressure on the Foxes. They have been kept grounded by Claudio Ranieri. He says, quote, we're just enjoying. There's no pressure. We're not nervous. We're just playing like we do always. The football goes quick. Nine games left. We have to keep focused and concentrate on our game, Mahrez told the Leicester City website. Quote, we have to keep going like that because at the moment we're doing something very big and special. We have to keep our feet on the ground, then see what can happen. Next up for Leicester City is Newcastle, March 14th. I want either Leicester City. I really want Leicester City to win the title. And then I want Spurs. I just think it's healthy. It's wonderful. And it's Amigo Energy. They're excited. Spring is here. MLS has started. And whether it's spring cleaning or spring training camp, it's a great time to shop for affordable electricity. You want to save money, so do I. This month's featured product, Basics 24-month program, Amigo Energy. It has no usage fees, no minimum, no customer service or payment fees. And Amigo Energy wants you to enjoy a great low rate. So don't let the dust gather. AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters and sign up for Basics 24. Call 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. Shop your rate. Save money with Amigo Energy.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.